The Utah Primary. Coverage of Utah's vote with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
I wanted to share a couple of texts because they are important. This person said, I always vote for president, but I don't in the primaries. Being a Democrat, I kind of don't count much here most of the time. Let me just remind you of the other races that are underway. If you are a Democrat and you live anywhere in the state of Utah, you have a decision to make between Misty Snow and Jonathan Swinton. And one of those individuals will take on Senator Mike Lee. Don't forget also, depending on where you live, there could be some nonpartisan races. For example, if you live in the Mill Creek area of Utah, there are a lot of folks in that area who would like to be the first mayor of Mill Creek, Utah. So that is a race that you could and need to vote in. There are school board races. I have some really good friends that and honestly, it's made it a really hard decision for me. I have some really good friends who are running in my area for state school board. That is a race, regardless of political affiliation, that you need to participate in. There are legislative primaries. There are 10 of them in the state of Utah. And so there are plenty of reasons for you to get out to the ballot today, regardless of whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, independent. And remember, too, there are many people who go, okay, I'm traditionally not a Republican, but in my area, if in my interest, that's where the action is today. So you have the ability to affiliate as a Republican, and then you can disaffiliate as well, which some people I know do. It is 9:25, and Jonathan Johnson is on the line with us, candidate for governor here in the state of Utah in the Republican primary today. Jonathan, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me on the show.
You and I live generally in the same neighborhood. I'm seeing your signs everywhere. I'm seeing school board signs everywhere. You have to go a little bit to the north of where we are right now, and then we're in our neighborhood of Mill Creek, and I'm seeing so many of people that I know, friends of mine, that are running for Mill Creek mayor. Boy, there are lots of reasons to get out to the polls today.
There are, and this is one of the great things about being an American, is we get to go out and we get to vote, and it's important to exercise that responsibility.
How has the race been going in these waning days? I'm seeing substantial numbers of people that have already cast their ballots. Sherry Swenson here in Salt Lake County is saying that we're already ahead of the last cycle just in the votes that she has received.
Yeah, I think it's going well. As I've continued to travel the state, I talk to people every day who have voted or, you know, returning their ballot in on that day. And I know there are a lot of people who like to go to the polling place, wait till the very end to vote. I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I think we're going to have some exciting results tonight, and I think many Utahns are going to be surprised with the results.
So how did you and Courtney vote this year? Are you going to vote in person, or did you already vote by mail?
We voted by mail, as did our three voting age sons. So two of them voted by mail. One of them wanted to go in and, as an 18-year-old, pull the lever for the first time.
Yeah, you know, that is kind of a thrill, and I've enjoyed doing it old school. This year, I'm going to drive my vote over. I just wanted to underscore and kind of go through the motions here on the air. Around 11:30, we're going to pile in the car, and I'm going to go over and deliver my ballot in person right there at the County Center on 21st South End and State Street. There are still so many opportunities to vote. Where will you and Courtney and the fam be tonight?
We're holding a party at our campaign headquarters, which is on Highland Drive, just south of 45th South and north of Murray Holiday Road.
As far as what you anticipate, if things go in your direction tomorrow, what then is the game plan?
Well, it'd be more of the same. I'll continue to travel the state and meet with people one-on-one. I'm eager to debate Mike Weinholz, the Democratic nominee. I think it's great for all Utahns to get a sense of where the candidates are going to stand.
We worked very hard on this end to put another debate together. I wish that that had happened. As you traveled throughout the state of Utah, Jonathan, is there one or two takeaways that you kind of got from the folks out there? What is the clear message that they were sending to you and perhaps to state government?
Well, the messages can go under the umbrella. Utahns don't like federal overreach, whether it's uninvited or invited. Utahns want to manage the local lands. Utahns want local control of education. Local government really resonates with Utahns. And so whether it's pulling power from Washington, D.C., or pushing it away from Salt Lake, that's what I've been running my campaign on, and that's a message that's really resonated well.
Theodore Roosevelt, many, many years ago, when he was speaking at the Sorbonne over in France, and he talked about the man in the arena. I cannot tell you how much I admire those who do get in the arena, those who do risk much, you know, their time of their family and effort, blood, sweat, and tears to run. I have a great admiration for that. And I think that regardless of how things go tomorrow, you have greatly enriched this this conversation. And I think this state, by the choice, by the debates, and by just participating, I greatly admire that, Jonathan.
Well, Doug, thank you so much. I do believe in the free market of ideas. I think it's important that people step up and share their beliefs. And, you know, what's been so encouraging to me is how many people have helped me in this effort. This is not a single person or a single family effort. We've made great friends around the state of people that we'd never met before, and then we've had other friends who we've known forever who have really stepped up, and it's encouraging to see Utahns at their best.
Jonathan, I appreciate you joining us, and win, lose, draw, let's talk tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, Doug.
Hey, thank you. Jonathan Johnson with us here at KSL News Radio. It is 9:30. When we come back, we are going to be talking with Senator Mike Lee. I'm really looking forward to that conversation. There is a great article that I highly recommend. It's in the National Review that we are going to review with Senator Lee. We'll also talk about the climate right now, Donald Trump, and more. That's all here at KSL, where it is 9:30, and we have our Jeff Kaplan, who is standing by in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with our lead story.